Gregorio Fuentes, friend and sailing partner of Ernest Hemingway, died Sunday in the Cuban village of Cojimar. Fuentes was 104 years old. For nearly half of his life, he was considered by many to be the old man in Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea. In that book, the author describes the main character, Santiago, this way. Everything about him was old except his eyes, and they were the same color as the sea and were cheerful and undefeated. Fuentes and Hemingway became good friends during the 30 years that the author lived in Cuba. Jeffrey Myers wrote a biography of Ernest Hemingway. He says that Hemingway hired Fuentes to captain his boat, the Pilar.
Gregorio became captain of the Pilar in 38. Hemingway bought the boat a few years before that, and he kept it until the end of his life, and now it's on the front lawn of his house in outside of Havana.
Of the Hemingway house, you mean?
Yeah, which is a museum.
Right. I heard a story once that the two of them, when the war came along, tried to enlist their boat and their crew and to put machine guns on board and to go out on reconnaissance missions. Is that true?
This is true. I mean, it sounds like a far-fetched story, but in fact, it's true. It may have been a bit crazy. I'm not sure it ever did any good. The idea was to get close enough to throw a hand grenade down the conning tower of a submarine. And they tried it, but they didn't actually succeed in doing it, not surprisingly, since the Germans are a little more cautious. Another little incident that happened, it was when Gregorio turned the boat rather sharply one time and Hemingway slipped on the wet deck and gashed his head. He was very accident prone, partly because they drank a lot when they were on the Pilar, which was a kind of floating whorehouse and rum factory, as well as a fishing boat and reconnaissance.
So lots of adventures. Well, here's the question, though. Is Gregorio Fuentes indeed the old man and the sea in the book?
Well, I would say there are two models. One is Carlos Gutierrez, and the other one is Gregorio Fuentes, who succeeded Carlos as captain of the Pilar. Like Santiago in Old Man and the Sea, Gregorio came from the Canary Islands, and you know, he was a kind of old Cuban fisherman and you know, faithful retainer of Hemingway and admirer of America. And insofar as anybody was a model, he was. But after Hemingway died and couldn't be contradicted, Gregorio made a whole professional career out of being the old man in the sea, sitting around the harbor of Cojimar, talking to whoever turned up, exaggerating his age by 10 years, charging people for taking photographs. So I think he was a kind of the genuine thing when Hemingway was alive, and afterwards got caught up in the Hemingway myth or the desire of people to have anybody associated with Hemingway mythologize and more or less telling tourists, because remember, before Castro, there was a lot of American tourists in Havana, which was only 90 miles away from Key West, so very easy to get to in those days.
Right. So the old man in the book and in the movie, of course, would just be a work of fiction based on a couple of people that Hemingway worked with and met.
Yeah, I mean, I would give Hemingway more credit than just of the imagination than simply copying somebody. After all, Gregorio, though he was close to Hemingway on the boat, was not a one-off sort of guy. I mean, there were plenty of other old, wrinkled, weathered, weather-beaten, dark-skinned, rather tough Cuban fishermen around. But you have to imagine that Gregorio was just simply an ordinary guy who looked like, you know, a maritime Cuban of his age and period.
And, you know, he wouldn't have been that old. He was born in 1897. The book came out in 52. So Gregorio
had been, what, 55? No, he wasn't that old. But my point was that you have an ordinary guy in real life. You have an extraordinary guy in the book. And then you have the mythical self-created figure of Gregorio for tourists, for money, for ego,
right,
for fame. And he would just tell one tall story after another. And since that's what people wanted to hear, they just kind of ate it up and paid him well for it.
Jeffrey Myers, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Myers is author of the book Hemingway, A Biography.